This is the short of it. I'm Christy with Red Hat Chat. Hey everyone, and welcome to the Monday edition of the short of it. Let's get started by putting God first with a little good news from his word. 2 Peter 1:5-7. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. All right, folks, so we're back on track. I just wanted to apologize for my brief absence for like the last couple of weeks. Things got extremely, extremely busy, and then my folks came into town about a week before July 4th, and so we were busy showing them around. This was their first July 4th up here, and just showing them how the shutdown had really affected the district and how everything was boarded up, and they were not very happy to see Black Lives Matter Plaza, because all lives matter. But they did very much enjoy being out of the National Mall, seeing all the flyovers, and hearing President Trump speak, because someone had a speaker out there so we could hear his speech that he was giving from the West Lawn. And that was very fun to be out there with dozens and dozens of patriots and just really celebrating the joy of America. But now I am back on track and refocusing on what's important, and that is America and everyone in it. I don't know if you remember a couple weeks ago, I said I really wanted to start focusing on the election. And I think that's a really important thing to do, because it's very, very soon, and the swamp is making a massive power grab for our country. America is crazy right now, and it's easy to get caught up in all the negativity, but we can't, because our freedoms are on the line. So let's look at Joe Biden for a moment. Why we should not be endorsing Biden? There are so many reasons. First of all, the left is using that poor man, and he is not at all mentally stable enough to be running for president. I'm sorry, we all know this. But if you look at the recommendations from his task force, from people like Bernie Sanders and AOC, and just how it is laced with government control and socialism. I mean, from housing to immigration to healthcare, they want to get rid of cash bail. Are you kidding me? That's why there's been such uptick in crime in New York City right now. That's one of the main reasons. It's crazy. So I would encourage you, I know it's a very, very long list of recommendations, but I would encourage you, you can find it, read it, because it's important to know where the enemy stands. And the left right now, what the Democratic Party has become, they are our enemy. It's not about disagreeing with them. It's about that they want to go so far left that they will literally destroy America. And like, it's at our doorstep now. This is the beginning of the end, or this is the beginning of America coming back. And they have attacked us, and they have attacked President Trump for his entire presidency. But you know what? We have prevailed in many ways. There is good news and there is joy, and that's where we can ride on. We can re-energize the base. Trump's speech at Mount Rushmore was great. His speech on July 4th was awesome. Trump is addressing the real issues. That's our president. That's one of the reasons why people voted for him, because he cuts all the crap out. Look, the left is trying to destroy America, and we have to stop them. Of course, in a legal, non-violent way. Because what the left doesn't understand is that they're totally transparent, and that the people that are being really loud right now are just all the snowflakes and the whiners. And they have the one to watch out for is the Black Lives Matter, because they are quite organized and they are being well funded, and they are a very violent group. And it's a shame what they are actually doing to black people, because they are again pushing that narrative of that victim mentality. It's just crazy. So don't get overwhelmed by the fight, because it is going to be a long road between now and November, and then, you know, they're gonna whine again once Trump wins. But we can't be so overwhelmed that we stop fighting, that we stop having a voice. That's what the left at this point wants to do. They want to take our voices away. Simple actions, folks. And I've talked about this before, and I'll keep saying it again, because we all need reminders of it. And it's not even a reminder, it's more of encouragement. Right? So we have to pray. We have to pray for strength. We have to pray for God's will. We have to pray that God intercedes again in this election, just like he did in the last election. We also need to be a voice on social media. Look, you don't need hundreds upon thousands of followers or friends on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever platform you're on. All it takes to make a little bit of a difference is to share articles from trusted news sites, because in your group, that will get people talking. And that's what we have to do. We have to get people talking again. And it's not just about putting the truth out there, but you also have to make that connection with the truth, right? Because that's the most important part. You have to show your enthusiasm. You have to show you know the facts. Like, this is why I'm voting for Donald Trump. And this is why you should too. At this point, it's either socialism or Trump. And when you look at the candidates, who is really better? I mean, honestly, who is really better? We can also start going back to putting Trump signs in our yards, wearing our Trump shirts out, Trump hats, or heck, even American flag hat or shirt at this point, to like the grocery store if we're going shopping or something. If anyone says anything to you, you say, God bless you, have a good day. But you also might make that connection with somebody and say, hey, are you registered to vote? Hey, this is why I'm voting for Trump. Leading with that thought, we have to again talk to our family and to our friends about how important this election is coming up. And one of the other most important things we can do is we have to start showing up for rallies, whether it's a big Trump rally or rather, if it's a local group in your area, if it's a cause you believe in, then you have to show up and support that cause. I think it's really important to know the difference of being bold but not being stupid. I mean, obviously, we're not talking about going to Black Lives Matter Plaza and wearing our MAGA hats at like 2 a.m. No, that's just asking for trouble and that's stupid. But when you have like a Reopen America rally or a Back the Blue rally, go to those things in the middle of the day. Go and show your support to that cause and to those patriots that are putting it together. Because you know what? They're out there. And then if you go, then you're going to inspire somebody else to go. And then it's just going to be like a lit wildfire all over again. And that's what we want. The point is, it all matters. What is really important is that we see that all this was designed to make us tired and frustrated and easily angered. That's what they want. They think they are going to wear us down, but they're not. Because the left isn't as smart as they think they are, because we see through it and we will put actions to our words. Everything legal, of course, and everything nonviolent. But folks, this really is a time of trial in our country. It really is. Cancel culture is great. We're trying to forget history, so we're doomed to repeat it. But if we can work together, we can get this done. It isn't the time to be quiet. It's not the time to be scared. Now is the time to have faith. Now is the time to show everyone what the American spirit is truly made of. Trust in the Lord and take courage. And that's the short of it. One last thing, folks. If you would like to support our work, just head over to redhatchat.com and click the donate button. Thank you.